我们很高兴来到这里。众所周知，虽然突尼斯的人口和面积都相对较少，但旅游业确实相当发达。我们想知道为什么突尼斯如此具有吸引力呢？
First, let's see the unique location of Tunisia. Situated on the North African coast of the Mediterranean Sea between Algeria and Libya, Tunisia becomes a melting pot of diversified civilization. Besides,Tunisia, with 1,200 kilometers of coastline and beautiful beaches, is a country with more than 3,000 years of history and much cultural heritage.
我们相信突尼斯旅游业的发展与贵国政府所做出的努力息息相关。
Of course, in any country, if you want to choose a sector which can provide a substantial economic growth,You need to choose tourism. Being a tourist destination, we have five pillars. First of all, one of them is security. Security and stability is available in Tunisia for a long time, and you could hardly hear about accidents happening to tourists in Tunisia in today's highly developed media world. Secondly, we have a really clean environment. Next,Of course, you need to provide very good facilities, fantastic roads, highways, or other means by sea or air. Also, we have perfect health security system and banking system. We provide foreigners these facilities, and by doing that, we have developed and promoted a lasting economic growth of our country. In addition, in Tunisia, everyone can speak at least three languages, Arabic,French and English, because education is compulsory in our country. By developing tourism, people have more opportunity to interact with foreigners and become open-minded and hospitable.
我们知道突尼斯政府一直重视发展与中国的旅游关系。比如突尼斯旅游部长在2005年访问了中国。但似乎到突尼斯的中国游客并不多。您认为主要的原因是什么？
At present, we have 4.5 million travelers every year from Romania, Spain, France, Italy, Japan, and other countries. Maybe right now most Chinese choose like America or Europe as their tourism destination.But once they've got to know more about Tunisia, the beautiful beaches and restaurants, we have confidence that millions of tourists from China will be attracted. This is what our embassy has been trying to do. The visit of the Minister of Tourism to China, as you mentioned, is a starting point. Both people from our two nations are proud of their cultures.And they need to meet to share and communicate. So the development of the bilateral tourism relationship is totally a matter of time.
突尼斯有什么特别为中国人而设的旅游设施吗？
For Chinese, we are trying our best to provide quality facilities for them and make them feel at home. Now we could compete with Italy in making best pizzas,And that's the result of our interaction with the world. With the population of 1.3 billion here in China, we can see great potentials. I know a lot of Chinese friends are much interested in shopping, and Tunisia is unique in North America being a free trade zone with Europe, which means you can buy the same item of a famous brilliant brand at a much cheaper price in Tunisia. Actually,Now we are targeting the Chinese intellectuals who know about history and also the businessmen. For we have historical museums and can provide excellent five-star or four-star hotels with perfect services.
对于中国的投资者来说，突尼斯能够提供什么样的商机呢？
As I have mentioned just now,Tunisia is right in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, and that means much chance in Tunisia. The unique geographical location has offered us unique advantages, so we hope to help China to seek more cooperation, because we know better about Africa than China. Our government also pays much attention to mutual visits. In the next 3 weeks, we will see many Tunisian officials come here with business delegation to know more about Chinese market. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank the Chinese authorities for the positive response to our mutual cooperation.